What were you as a man, Aristotle? Bend the mind in 15 different places to pull out a particular that at the moment of capture shifts form and demands further adaptation. Somersault through definitions, substances, entities, modeling God on unity and evil on chaos. What genius generates such a mind? Dilemmas purely in abstraction, a voice swimming in a multi-layered vortex of ideas and sophisticated vocabulary, adept at defining, circulating, making movement, unparalleled density in each paragraph, in each line of unmatched cerebral dexterity. So I found you, and I don't know how to take you in, if I can. But your observations of elemental spirituality are exciting, and each read is like a long dive into a living coral reef barrier, colors alien, animals sublime, both prey and predators proficient in the art of survival and the energy. Take me in, if what I thought would take a week takes months, and I sift through your summits and grooves slowly, tasting sugar, sour wine, touching the tips of wings from the flight of many birds zipping around my atmosphere at capacity, sometimes as shadows, sometimes showing their bright plumage. And those times I can glimpse, participate in your singular reasoning. Hear a man's voice laboring under metaphysical complexities, and bend my mind to the cyclone of your gospel, spinning upside down but in perfect order. Maker of an intellectual sermon, thinker uncorrupted, unlike your mentor Plato was, with his didactic prejudices, with his what-fors, his wherefores, but you, piecing out the divine, making meals, ideals, without rigidity, chaptering out the primitive and the holy combined, with your plying, delving, ricocheting symphony, investigation.